The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now I'm delighted to say that TV presenter, radio guru and fashion designer, I'm going to give you all of your titles today, Brendan Courtney, looking very dapper.
Thank you.
You can't see him, but he's in a beautiful navy velvet
tuxedo. Yeah.
Tuxedo. And I'm feeling distinctly underdressed.
And a bow tie, a velvet bow tie.
Was that for me?
That's for you. I guess we're going to meet Kira. Got to get fancy. You always look amazing.
I feel very privileged, I have to say. Now, you weren't wearing clothes like this last week when you stripped off and went into the Irish Sea at sub-zero temperatures. Yeah. I would imagine, but for a very good cause.
Yeah, so it's the 12 Diffs of December for the Irish Heart Foundation, which is literally just go to irishheart.ie and sign up and you register. You get sent a lovely red beanie and then you get your medal after you do just 12 dips. And they're really open because they need the support. It's a charity. They support people who suffer from stroke. They support people training and cardiac training. You know, they are a really good charity. Close to my heart because my dad died from two strokes. My eldest sister, bless her, had a stroke. She's doing great though. And I myself had an upper body DVT, which is deep vein thrombosis, which means that it's in our family, stroking or cardiac issues. So I pay attention. I get my blood done every year and I get my blood, you know, that thing, if anybody knows, a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. Have you ever had that?
No, never.
You sleep with it on you for 24 hours and it monitors your blood pressure every 20 minutes. So you don't get much sleep, but it charts over 24 hours and watches. And as
I can't imagine that's great for your blood pressure.
No, well, sleep. They call it white noise because you get nervous because they see the white coats coming in, the doctor's coats. Now, I keep an eye on mine. I take medication to manage my blood pressure. So a big part of my mantra about this is if you know your blood pressure, you can manage it and it will stop the damage. It's high blood pressure causes damage to your arteries, which causes cardiac and all that kind of stuff. So, and it's been in my family. So, you know, and when Dad, bless him, passed away in 2017, would you believe? We went and got checked and it turned out I have hypertension and I had high cholesterol. My cholesterol's totally normal.
And is that why you went to get checked? Was it sort of as a nod? If Dad
had an upper body,
I'm going to make it my sort of priority to look after myself.
Like, my family is just so tragic. It's almost comedy. My poor sister had a mini TMI, a small stroke, the day Dad died. And the hospital put her in my dad's hospital bed. And I walked into the hospital and I said, what is she doing in that bed? Get her out of that bed. And so she was fine. It was the stress of the whole thing, but we all went and got checked. And so once you're managing it, you're in some sort of control, at least. You're just not putting your head in the sand about it. And sadly, we know this. My mom told us afterwards, Dad just put his head in the sand about it. So the Irish Heart Foundation do incredible awareness work. And they do a lot of training and they work a lot with people post-stroke as well. So they're just brilliant. So irishheart.ie and join us for the challenge. It's only 12 dips.
12 dips. Now, you are a sea swimmer.
I'm a sea swimmer. Squealer.
Oh my God, how do you know somebody's a sea swimmer?
They tell you.
Always.
No, well, I started dipping during COVID. Bored, nothing else to do. My friend lives in Killiney and she was like, come on out here. And I was like, oh God, this is where they live. So beautiful. And my favourite beach in Dublin is White Rock, which is hard to get to because loads of steps.
But it's worth it and it's a great place for a dip.
Isn't it chill? Because it's sandy.
Yeah,
and the dog
lovely.
Loves it. And you can get in at your own pace and it's not rocky. So we started going there a lot. And then I bought the house in Wicklow and then it's just, you're near the sea every day. And then you just, when you go to the sea with the dog, you're like, oh, just get in. So I get in a lot. Yeah. And I just get in like now I try and get in for maybe a minute or two because it's really cold now. You know, it goes to its coldest, I think, in January and February. And then it starts to warm back up across March. But it's really cold now. Like it hurts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
but there is some reset of the nervous system, I think. And there's a great smugness I get when I go into the water.
I have two pieces of advice. An older woman shouted at me in the west of Ireland going, I was like, ooh, ooh. She's like, it's not going to get any warmer. I thought, that's always in my head, right?
So and just get in.
Just get in. And you never regret it. You're always so happy you did it. So once you get in and do it, it's like a reset for me. It's like an energy charger. It's a great hangover cure. Like and I have sat beside a couple of heart doctors, brain doctors in various saunas around the country, and they have all the stats on what it does. Like, it resets your brain. Apparently, it's working on preserving your brain health as well as your immune system. So it's very good, and even just good for your mood, never mind your immune system.
Yeah,
you know?
It sort of is counterintuitive, the idea of dipping yourself in freezing cold water and emerging a happier person, but it does actually work. I mean, you were a city boy. You were a Dublin city centre boy. We used to meet each other because I lived in the city centre too. And now you have gone to the country, gone rural.
Well, you may or may not have heard, but I've had to move back.
I was going to come to that.
Yeah. So I'm back in the city. I was just about to sell the apartment because we were finishing the renovation. And thankfully, I hadn't closed and I didn't sell it. It hadn't been sold, thank God. And a very nice 84-year-old woman lost control of her car and crashed into the front of my newly renovated house. And I shared it on Instagram in a bid to make sure that the whole thing was documented appropriately in terms of my insurance, in terms of, you know, everything. I was like, this, I was in another room, had nothing to do with this. This is what happened. And what it made it very, very public. And when you put stuff like that out, it grows legs and runs off in its own and does that story just grows and grows and grows. Like walking in here today, how's your house? Everybody, the woman selling the Christmas trees on Camden Street. Oh, how you love, how's your house? And I was like, I'm grand. The new windows are going in today. So update, hot update for you, Ciara. The new windows are going in today.
It really did do an awful lot of damage.
Oh, the whole front of it had to be rebuilt. Like, we were just finished it.
Very difficult.
I'm laughing because nobody
was hurt. And I'm not
going
to ask, are you getting back into for Christmas?
It's looking less and less likely, but I'm not tied to that. I don't have a gaggle of kids to get under a Christmas tree. I don't have my sister's next door. I'll be grand. Nobody was hurt. And you really have to, when you look at the footage, right? The next day the police said to me, you have a Ring doorbell, give us your footage. I said, oh yeah, I do. And I was looking at, I was standing in the doorway 20 minutes before she hit, and she hit at such a speed, God love her. And she was fine, by the way, her airbag's totally, she was fine. She got stitches in her leg, but she was absolutely fine, thank God. But she hit so fast, the motion sensor in the cameras didn't pick up the movement, because when I posted it on social media, a couple of people said to me, oh, did you not want to show the crash? Did you think that was too much? And I was like, no, she hit so fast. She hit before the sensor got her. So my garden was perfect, and all of a sudden she was in the garden.
Wow, you're so lucky. Had you adjusted to life in Wicklow? Were you enjoying it?
I was very scared, and that's why I'm really grateful to Nolene, because it forced me back into town and made me realise Wicklow's where I want to be at this stage of my life.
So, and why?
It's just calmer, it's just easier, it's near the sea, it's all the things I now like. I moved into town from Talla when I was 19 because I was sick of paying taxi fare home, because I went out every single night. That's what you do when you're 20s, 30s. I'm not that person anymore. I don't need the city centre for my lifestyle now. I mean, I like a restaurant and I love going to the cinema and all the things that are kind of near me now, but I just love it there. I joined a gym and I thought they won't have a nice gym. It's called Match Fitness. I literally Googled it. It's around the corner. It's 5 minutes from the house. Average age is 40. Like, really nice people, really work hard, like a really intense gym. I was like, there's a tribe of people I love. I go to the sauna and I love the sauna. It's amazing what you say to people when you're in your pants. You know, everybody opens up in the sauna.
It's a great leveller.
It's a great leveller. You know exactly where you stand. But it's a really mixed bag of people there.
Did the assault change your opinion of Dublin and your graph for the city?
Where on the Keys, where I've lived for 15 years, is just a little bit out of town and a little bit darker and a little bit more dangerous. So, like, my niece was walking to my apartment, I'd walk in to meet her. I wouldn't let her walk past that petrol station. It just gets a little grittier there. And I'm a city boy, so I'm used to, I see trouble at 50 metres across the road. I don't embrace it. I'm a townie through and through. But it made me a little disappointed with that happening to me, to be perfectly honest. And just going, I'm not dealing with that. And also, I remember when I was doing my dad's documentary, I got home to the apartment and at the time, lovely Adam was living there. And I was like, we have to move. And he was like, why? If one of us ends up in a wheelchair, these doors are too narrow. Like, it's not a place to grow old, this particular apartment. Now, some apartments, of course, are perfect for growing old in. And I would recommend that in the long term. But for now, it's Wicklow.
And you'll be back to Wicklow in the new year, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Right. Well, happy Christmas to you, Brendan.
Happy Christmas.
I think I can see that now, can't I? It's 2 weeks to Christmas.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I can. Well, have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Thanks so much.
The Hard Shoulder. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.